Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and good evening, everyone. Today is Wednesday, March 11th, 2015 at 7 p.m. And our show today is getting a head start on celebrating St. Patrick's Day with the Angels. And I am Reverend Nancy Sue Meyer, and with me today are Reverend Jamie Street and Reverend Trudy Zanders. Welcome, ladies. How are you guys doing today?
Hi there. Thank you. Really good, Nancy Sue. Hi, Jamie.
Hello, hello. Yes, I am. I am doing better. I am pepping up and ready to go.
Woo-hoo. Trudy, would you like to share a little bit about yourself to our audience and how they can get a hold of you?
Well, certainly, I'd love to. My name is Trudy Zanders, and I'm really here to have a great time. I am an angelic free agent. I have gained certification as an angelic life coach at Angels Teach. I am also a member of our teaching community. And as a born explorer, mine is the discovery path. I follow the wisdom of the stars as an evolutionary astrologer. And at heart, I'm a creative dream artist. I dream, I write, and I paint to express the spirit. And I offer a different lens for inspiration, expansion, and individuation. And you may find me at trudy.zanders@gmail.com. Thank you, Nancy Sue.
Oh, thank you, Trudy. And Jamie, would you like to share a little bit about yourself and how to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. My name is Jamie Street, and I too am an angelic life coach and minister and part of the teaching team. And I just guess all around all things angels through Angels Teach especially. And I'm also a human design specialist. And as I've been mentioning, I am now enjoying my newfound passion, working with flower essences and homeopathy. And if you would like to reach me, you can just go to angelicsoulfood.com.
Thank you, Jamie. And a little bit about myself. I am Reverend Nancy Sue Meyer, and I'm a Reiki master teacher. And along with Trudy and Jamie, I'm an angel communications master and angelic life coach through Angels Teach. I'm a crystal healing practitioner, a sacred stone crystal grid practitioner and instructor. I am a certified sound healer through Tom Kenyon. And I'm just so excited to be here, and I want to be able to help everybody with everything, and I just want to share the love of all of us and the angels and everything that's good. And you can reach me at angellady4444@yahoo.com. And I also want to thank our sponsor, Reverend Elvia Nina Rowe. She is the founder of Angels Teach University and Living with the Angels. If you go to her website, angelsteachuniversity.com, you can read about all the wonderful things that she has to offer. She has a Living with the Angels community and a closed Facebook group. So check out our website, angelsteachuniversity.com and livingwiththeangels.com. And with that, Trudy, would you like to do an opening blessing for us?
I sure would. And in listening to those introductions, I marvel, really, at how far we have come since we joined Angels Teach. And I feel that this broadcast opens up, you know, through the airwaves. It just opens up people's hearts and minds to the living spirit. And so this is our time, isn't it? And in this hour, in this time, we are all about the magic. And I've been feeling a climate of magic building all day. Not only are we all about the magic, but the magic is all about us. We are truly coming together in the spirit. We are slipping between and beyond the usual dimensions to enter in and to commune through our hearts. Angels, guides, beneficent spirits, we feel you with us. Ours is simply to breathe, to relax, and to recognize the presence, to step into the magic and the wonder of the universe, knowing all is well, all is amazing, all is one. Our circle now opens in love with the angels. So let the divine magic transpire. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Trudy. Amen. Oh, my.
Yes, I set the tone for us.
I love it. I love it.
You know, since the beginning of March, and this has been for a couple of years now, I have a lot of Irish and Celtic angels that surround me. And Bridget came to me the other night, and she's this amazingly beautiful goddess with flaming red hair that flows behind her. And she has these huge, intense, but very loving eyes. And she has very full lips, and they're like a dark mauve, I guess. And, you know, when she came to me the first time, she kind of flowed to me in this gown that was this silky, light green. And I can't even explain the green because it's beyond the colors of green that I know of here on Earth. And as she flowed through me, the gown itself shimmered as she moved. And this goddess was so breathtaking. And when she came up to me the very first time, she reached out her hands towards me, as motioning to place my hands in hers. And I, you know, truly, I felt so honored but yet humbled to be standing before her in this beauty and this grace. And I stood before her. I did place my hands into hers, and she held my hands, and she said that she was going to fill me with her healing waters energy. And that's all that we were going to be doing that evening. I kind of expected a channeling from her, and I didn't get it. But I was told to describe the best that I could the energy that she flowed through me and around me. And all of these colors and the feelings of the vibrations, they came in through my heart, and they swirled and spiraled around my entire body. And the feelings that I got was, it was between blissful, and I think you all know how much I love sunsets and sunrises. When I witness one of those, I feel God enfolding me within his arms. And with all these different energies that she was sending to me, flowed around my body, and it was almost that feeling that God was there, but there were other energies. And when she was done, she put her hands upon my heart, and she kissed my third eye, and she whispered this blessing to me. And at first I thought it was a channeling blessing, something that I was supposed to bring forward because it hasn't been heard of yet. But it actually wasn't. It was a blessing that apparently is done in Ireland. I tried to find out as much information about it as I could, but I was guided to read this to you. And it, may the blessing of light be on you, light without and light within. May the blessed sunlight shine on you and warm your heart till it glows like a great heat fire. And after she said that, she slowly backed up into a mist. And as she was disappearing, she said, remember, talk about St. Patrick for her. And I thought, oh, well, that's interesting because it is St. Patrick's Day. And even though I know that St. Patrick was a man and he's a saint, I never really read on him. You know, St. Patrick's Day, it's leprechauns, and it's green, and it's Irish. And so I did a little bit of research, and I want to read a little bit that I found out about St. Patrick. And, you know, every one of us who has even a drop of Irish blood in them has this special spirituality ingrained within us. And when I read that, I was thinking, yeah, it is that flame that burns deep down within our souls, connecting us to that Irish root. And so when St. Patrick's Day comes up, I am really, really connected to the celebration of that day because I always think of my Irish grandma. And I didn't know her in person, but I feel her energy all the time now. And she's an amazing person. And so reading about St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick is much more than most people realize, and that includes me. Important not just for the Irish, but for the world. St. Patrick came as a slave to a country that was deeply spiritual, but had a spirituality of searching. The Celtic spirituality St. Patrick found was rooted in stone, nature, and rich symbolism. Now, a lot of the old Celtic symbols were attempts to unravel the secrets of life, a secret that seemed to elude them until St. Patrick came to Ireland in the 5th century. He brought the wisdom that was their only God, and that each had a soul that would live forever. And St. Patrick's Christianity stirred up the Celtic spirituality within the Irish people and gave it meaning. And the two belief systems that got fused together to create a very potent spirituality, which is deeply rooted in the natural world. And this is the flame that all people with Irish blood carry today. And, you know, I so believe this because I feel it. The more I read into this, the more I researched, I felt that flame. And over the years, the Irish have worked to keep this light burning. The monks written about it in Thomas Cahill's book, How the Irish Saved Civilization, protected this flame and kept it safe during the dark ages of Europe when so much spirituality was stamped out. So St. Patrick's Day is a day of celebration around the world, and many it may be associated with the alcohol, the parades, but I myself really want to remember that St. Patrick's Day now, to me, has a much deeper meaning. It's this day of celebration that exists to remind people with even that little drop of Irish blood of their roots to rekindle the flame and the light within them. And I am so excited to call myself Irish. I had a full-blooded Irish grandma. And my dad, even though he didn't live in Ireland, he wasn't born in Ireland. When you looked at this man, he didn't have that red hair. But I'll tell you what, he was short, he was stout, he was loud, and he drank with the best of them, had fun. He sang these Irish songs that just, my dad's been gone for over 14 years now. And when I hear these Irish songs, I hear my daddy singing them. And it just brings that spirit of my dad, the spirit of Irish, back into my life. And I am so grateful to have been able to share that little part of my Irish blood with you. And I know that Trudy has some very special messages for us from the Irish guardians, angel guardians she has. So, Trudy, would you like to share with us?
I would love to if I can manage to come down from my visit with Bridget and all the Irish lore and the love of the spirit that you have just brought through. That was just so moving, my goodness. I'm Scots Irish ancestry. I'm not directly Irish, but I certainly have a love of all things Irish. I've lived with the Irish community. A love of the song, a love of the language, a love of the poetry, and I suppose in my veins does run the poet, you know. Just before, in fact, my mother used to sing me to sleep with Irish lullabies, you know, and come back to Erin, love morning, you know. So I'm certainly somewhere we're all a blend, you know, but the Irish strain is in there. And I know it through my writing and through what I channel, And just before I came on the air this evening, it was my guardian angel and one of my band, who I have an Irish guide, stepped in and said, don't forget to talk about, you're talking about the pot of gold and legend, but we would like you to include the poem that you wrote. And I smiled because I love this poem. It came through in May of last year, and it's called Prayer from the Glen, which I thought was absolutely perfect for tonight. So I'm going to share it with you. I channeled it in May. It was published as part of the collection called 365 Days of Angel Prayers. I really hope you enjoy it, because I'd like to begin with this. Prayer from the Glen. Come, angels, lovely larks celestial, make your nest in the deep wildwoods of my heart. A cavern in quiet, a twined canyon where branches and brambles roam, urging rebirth throughout this secret cave. I seek sure solace beneath your wings. Softly, swiftly, wind your feathered passage in loving answer to my spirit's quest. Inspire the peaking violet towards the far sun. Free the gleaming streams along their emerald paths. Caress the currents with opalescent beams of rainbow. Pour your iris light through every crevice, curve, and hollow. You, tranquil treasure unseen, bless this dappled forest. Your medicine, grace, my prayers answered. So I really, you can feel the Irish notes in that. You can feel the myth, you can feel the lore, and you can feel the love of the land. And I have just returned from being in a very special place where we were on the land. I was away from civilization as we know it for a week. No TV, no internet, no radio, no newspapers, nothing of that kind. I was out in the woodlands and the wilds and communing with the tribe and communing with the stars. So in that time, I became especially close to the spirits of the Glen, I would say. And it transforms the consciousness. It really does. And it's like you travel back in time when you're in a space like that, so much like being in Ireland of old, I would imagine. Well, I didn't see any leprechauns, I didn't see any fairies or brownies, but I had a lot of visions, as usual. My angels asked me to speak about the pot of gold tonight. And, you know, the poem that I just shared with you was really a version of the pot of gold, because writing that poem and having it published was truly a dream come true. It was a fulfillment. And the pot of gold, we think of as, you know, when we go out to buy a St. Patrick's Day card, you always see a pot of gold and a rainbow. And I never understood why there was this pot of gold connected to the rainbow, so I did a little bit of research into the symbolism. And it seems that in Irish legend, the Vikings came to Ireland, and when they left, they kind of stashed some of the gold in the land, according to history. And lore has it that the leprechauns were put in charge of it, you know, to guard the gold. And so they put their stores underground. And here was these pots, these cauldrons, these heavy black, the image is something heavy and black, too cumbersome to carry, and yet spilling out of these cauldrons would be these shining coins. And that really represents wealth of the land, of the kingdom, but it represents far more than that, far more. It's your dream, your vision of what fulfillment is. What is the gold in your life? It can manifest as anything you like, joy, passion, wealth, health. All the divine qualities are in your personal pot of gold. And it was also interesting that to me that the Irish, it's actually the pot of gold with a rainbow is actually sort of a corruption, because Irish legend had it that in Ireland they said It was a division between the gentry and the peasant, and it was sort of a hardscrabble life in large part at times and in the late centuries. And the saying was, it's easier to find a pot of gold and a rainbow. I mean, it's two separate things. It's different. So the two symbols really came together. The rainbow was the link. And, you know, a rainbow we think of as an arch in the sky, and it ends in a rainbow, it really doesn't end. I mean, the rainbow doesn't end in the pot of gold. A rainbow is a circle, and we on Earth only see the top part of the circle. So we are seeing the bridge. And, in fact, we are the rainbow. The rainbow is our body, our chakras, if you like. It's a rainbow body. Not only do we embody the rainbow, but we are the rainbow path. Each one of us is different, is unique, and yet we are all a spectrum and a bridge into the golden age. And I thought more about the pot of gold and what the gold symbolizes, and it is really, to me, it is that vein of gold that is at the deepest part of us on our path. It's spiritually, it's the pearl of great price. The gold, immeasurable, invisible spirit, of the source from which all things come, the source of our fulfillment, our beginning and our ending, but we neither begin nor end. That's the miracle of it. And in Scripture, you know, the rainbow is all about the promise that there will be no more destruction, that there's a covenant between the divine and man, that it promises hope and joy and glory. And every child who sees a rainbow knows what that is. So I wanted to offer you those insights, and just to know that we are that rainbow, each of us unique, and each of us forming the path to the dream. And to have the collective dream, we must go for our own pot of gold and that wonderful discovery that it truly is at hand. It's not in the future. It's right now. Right here, and our angels and our guides do help us to uncover the pot of gold as well as the rainbow. So that I'm complete with that, offering you that.
Wow, Trudy, I don't know what to say. That is so much in amazing wisdom and information. I'm awed in it. Thank you. It's like, wow.
You're welcome. There's a lot to think over in that.
Oh, yes. I mean, I'm going to need to go into meditation and really bring that stuff up and feel the energies that I felt as you were talking. That's just wonderful. Thank you so much.
I'm happy to do it. Thank you.
Oh, such a blessing. Oh. And Jamie.
That was absolutely beautiful. Oh. I do. I had to giggle. I wasn't quite clear. Surprise! I wasn't quite clear what I was going to talk about tonight. And I know I went with St. Patrick's Day, but I first just want to thank Faith so much for sharing your energy. I was like 30 seconds before we came on the air. I was telling Nancy, say like, oh, I just haven't felt good today. So I just have to throw it out there that. Thank you both, because being in your energy, I'm feeling like nothing was wrong or didn't feel right today. So thank you, my love. And like Trudy, yeah, woohoo! Like Trudy, I feel actually am of Scotch Irish descent. My ancestors came to America sailing the Half Moon with Henry Hudson. So there's a little fun fact on Jamie's history on my father's side of the family. That's how we got here. My maiden name is McCormick. I'm a mix. So I just wanted to touch on some of the traditions of St. Patrick's Day. And, of course, the biggest one, and not just what's St. Patrick's Day, but I think anything Ireland and Irish in general, is the shamrock. And it says the shamrock is also called the saimroy by the Celts, and was a sacred plant in ancient Ireland because it symbolized the rebirth of spring By the 17th century, the shamrock had become a symbol of emerging Irish nationalism. As the English began to seize the Irish land and make laws against the use of the Irish language and the practice of Catholicism, me and my stumbling words, many Irish began to wear the shamrock as a symbol of their pride in their heritage and their displeasure with the English rule. And, I think one of my fondest memories, and Tim laughed at me, and I mean, I am not kidding, to this day, as soon as, the grass is turning green and the clovers are coming out, you will find me at 36 years old in my front yard looking for four-leaf clovers. I just, I absolutely love it. And I love the excitement of just, still to this day of, the good luck and the shamrock. And Cadence always gets mad there because I can find them. It's like I've literally been looking for them pretty much all my life. So I, have this trained eye for four-leaf clover. And it doesn't matter where we are. I can just look down and find a clover. So they always just have such a, a special, just a special meaning. And, of course, it goes along with my mom that we used to look for them together. But and then the other thing I thought was interesting, which I have to be honest, I didn't realize that the snake was associated with St. Patrick's Day. And apparently it was. And it says the snake, it has long been recounted that during his mission in Ireland, St. Patrick once stood on a hilltop, which is now called Crow Patrick, and with only a wooden staff by his side, banished all the snakes from Ireland. In fact, the island nation was never home to any snakes. The banishing of the snakes was really a metaphor for the eradication of pagan ideology from Ireland and the triumph of Christianity. And it says, within 200 years of Patrick's arrival, Ireland was completely Christianized. And I found this interesting because, I think with many of us, I love learning new things. And for me personally, I'm spiritual. I mean, I could go into my beliefs, but, I take Christian beliefs, I take pagan beliefs. So it's, it was really interesting for me to learn, though, that, how all of it kind of came to be, but yet still such a beautiful story of, St. Patrick's faith and the change he was able to bring about. And then yet I have to admit, just as a human who does have some, I still respect, the traditions that stem from paganism. So I was kind of like, oh my gosh, this is how it all came to be about. So that was like, oh wow. But yes, I just learned something new every day because I was why wouldn't the pagans celebrate St. Patrick's Day as much? And then I was like, oh, okay. So then as I, really read about the snake, I understood. But yet, it's just still to me represents bigger the, just evolution and the circle, I don't say circle of life, but just, how things evolve, but how one person still, this man who was not even Irish, he was actually from Great Britain and was, bought and a slave and actually paid his way to freedom to return back to Great Britain, only to leave and go back to Ireland and, bring Christianity there. It's still amazing and just goes to show the strength, that one person can have. So I found that to be really interesting because I have to be honest, I always just assumed that St. Patrick was Irish. So this has been like such a learning lesson for me. So pardon me if I sound a little scattered as I do talk because it's still very new to me what I'm taking in here. So bear with me, guys. And then I'm fascinated as I go through. And like I say, I wasn't feeling real good today, so I didn't tune in too good to what I was reading. So again, I apologize, but I'm here. And then the last thing I just wanted to touch on was the leprechaun. And this has another word I'm going to botch, fair warning. And it says the original Irish name for these figures of folklore is Lobarison. LOBAIRCIN, meaning small bodied fellow.
Oh.
And then it says, belief in leprechauns probably stems from Celtic belief in fairies, tiny men and women who could use their magical powers to serve good or evil. In Celtic folk tales, leprechauns were cranky souls responsible for mending the shoes of the other fairies. Though only minor figures in Celtic folklore, leprechauns were known for their trickery, which they often used to protect their much-fabled treasure. So, but that just made me giggle, because, you know, I guess the leprechauns kind of get, you know, a rap along the lines with the gnomes, like they're, you know, they're these little trickster pranksters, but I think they're fun. I see the good in everything. So, in all that, I think a lot of it, what it boils down to, too, is just the intention of why you're celebrating and, you know, the tradition and what it means to you. You know, obviously for me, Trude and Nancy Sue, it's such a, you know, because we are of one form or another of Irish descent, you know, it's just beautiful to me, and it's fun and it's exciting, and it's a day, you know, we always say March 17th, everybody's Irish, but I know I carry a certain pride with me, you know, within me that, like, yeah, I really am. And then the only thing I wanted to touch on, too, was just in tying the angels back to it, I think it goes with no surprise that I do associate St. Patrick's Day with Archangel Raphael, of course, with his emerald green healing, and I think of, you know, the emerald owls and green in Ireland, and but it really does stem back to what actually Trudy was saying in the opening blessing, or the beginning, with the magic. And to me, it is such a time of magic, and Raphael just kind of coming in and that spring coming back, and, you know, everything being born again, and, you know, everything is growing, and it is so magical, and it's just so healing. We, here at the house, we actually call it, the spring is like our healing time because of the lush green, and I always feel so close. It just feels like, you know, Raphael is out here every day with us, just healing us, nurturing us. So I tend to really, you know, try to incorporate him and bring him into my St. Patrick's Day celebrations as well, and make sure he's there for the party to, you know, just, and I know it's silly just because of the color, but it's just, it's so much deeper than that as well. But just, it's just a magical, magical time. And I love magic because that's my word this year. And I've actually heard somebody else say March is for magic. And so just hearing the magic and even the magic that comes with St. Patrick's Day, because everybody's happy, you know. I mean, yeah, some are happy because they're tying one on, you know, but it's like, it's just a day that, again, everybody's Irish, everybody's having fun, and, you know, to just look out and see all the laughter and the smiles and all the green and feel the connection to Raphael, it's just, to me, it's just so much and so special and so fun, and it truly is so magical. And thank you all for bearing with me tonight, as I might have made no sense, but I knew what I was trying to say. And I am complete, ladies.
Jamie, my dear, you did a fantastic job as always. You, between your fantastic energy, the spirit that talked through you and with you, the information that you came up with and passed on to us is amazing. And it just gave me more to think about. I mean, it's truly amazing what you shared with us. And I, too, love the leprechauns and, you know, the pot of gold and the silly clover. You know, just think of the magic that we have within just this one celebration alone. That is absolutely amazing. So thank you.
And you're so welcome.
You learned a lot, and you shared it. You share it well, as always. I think this St. Patrick's Day I will appreciate more than ever because we're doing this broadcast. And I have to share, I was laughing with an Irish lilt as you were speaking. The angels came in on the final thing because they said, you know what, St. Patrick's Day is your springtime Christmas. where everybody's happy.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
So true. Yes, yes.
And, you know, I need to share some math with you guys. Bridget is here, and she asked me, she says, can you please show the audience the actual Irish prayer that is for St. Patrick? And I thought, oh, that's right. She had talked about that earlier. And you know, I had such a rough day at work today that it was like, you know, it was there, it was gone. I didn't truly pay attention. And she's got my attention now. So if you guys don't mind, I'm going to do this. Oh, I feel so blessed.
Please do.
This Irish prayer is attributed to St. Patrick and often referred to as the breastplate of St. Patrick, words that shield. And the actual prayer goes like this. I arise today through the strength of heaven, light of the sun, splendor of fire, swiftness of wind, depth of the sea, stability of earth, and firmness of rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's hand to guard me. Afar and anear, alone or in a multitude, Christ shield me today against wounding. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ on my right and Christ on my left. Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ in me. I arise today through the mighty strength of the Lord of creation. And as I read that, I felt so many different Irish energies in with me right now that it is just, I feel so blessed. We are so blessed, and to be in this time of celebration of St. Patrick's Day, St. Patty's Day, I thank you guys so much.
Mm-hmm.
So much.
Mm. Thank you. And thank you, Bridget.
Go ahead, Jenny.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I just had to giggle because I was just, as Nancy Sue was doing the prayer, I was guided to shuffle my card deck, and the Angel of Healing card fell out. So I guess the angels were giving me a little confirmation on Raphael as I was. It felt like I was fumbling over my words, so I just had to giggle at that.
That's great. What came to me was I was really moved with the part about Christ before me, above me, you know, in all dimensions, the risen consciousness, which is Christ. And that is the individual spiritualized center of everyone. That is what we move in. That is what we are. And that's the breastplate of consciousness. How beautiful.
Yeah.
Love it.
Wow.
I love that terminology, too. The breastplate. I love it.
Well, Jamie, does anyone have any comments or on chat?
It's a little quiet right now, but please do, if, you know, anybody has any input. Yeah, I think everybody got the wrong idea and took our pre-party maybe a little too literal and started hitting the bottle. No, I'm just kidding.
I prepared, actually, my own oracle this time again. Five images are coming forth for whomever lines up, and they're all Irish-based.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, well, I will say that I do have a girlfriend of mine. She's unable to make it live, but she listened for the first time last week and was just loved it. So if you ladies wouldn't mind, maybe we can give her an angel's choice reading, since she's never got to actually have an angel reading, but she was getting nuggets from the readings last week.
Oh, sure. Yes, I would love to.
All right, and her name is Veronica.
Veronica.
Okay.
All right. Whoever's ready first, bring it on for Veronica.
Angel's voice. Okay, I'll go.
All right.
I don't even have a thimble of whiskey. Shame on me at my hand. But anyway, Veronica, what comes? The word that came. Two words come forward for you. Leprechaun leap. Leaping leprechauns. Anything where there's a leaping energy involved. Some actually, they're talking about a situation or a circumstance. And what is before me is the image of a very jolly, and the word is jaunty, figure, and a leprechaun figure, a very stout, short, paunchy person, very happy and soulful and entirely green. This person I'm seeing, it's a man who is, he's got all of these green frocks, and what draws my attention is the hat, the headgear. It looks like it's partly like a stovepipe hat is what I'm seeing. And so the message is, as soon as I look at him, he took off his hat, and it's like, you know, when you tip your hat, you know, in tipping his hat, he turns the hat upside down. And he says, this is the trick. And so I think the message for you is, whatever the circumstance is that you're facing, whatever, you know, the scene that he's referring to this, what in whatever circumstance you find yourself, and it is a specific thing, you will know what it is. We're not privy, but he says, whatever it is, he wants you to turn it upside down, and you will create the solution. In other words, he says the quote, right, unquote, way to do it, to solve something, is the opposite of your logical mind. In this instance, he suggests just take the hat, turn it upside down. And, you know, that becomes a magic hat, like something like a magical rabbit would come out of. Something unexpected will come out of that. So, I'm offering you the path to the right brain through a leprechaun, an unexpected jolly fellow who has all the goodness in the world, he says, is before you. Just turn things upside down a bit. Be willing to dare to do that, and you'll find a solution. So I'm complete with that for Veronica.
How about you, Jamie?
We might have, there's a little gap.
Oh, sorry, I was muted. sorry, I was talking to myself is what I was doing. No wonder you guys couldn't hear me just going,
I thought maybe you fell into
it. Yeah, the that's it. Yeah, I was looking for the pot of gold. The leprechaun's got me. Oh, goodness, but I pulled from the angels, gods, and goddesses deck. And I pulled the angel of psychic ability, and the words on it say your intuitive and psychic abilities are strong at present. And although I'm not really guided to the words, but what I'm feeling, though, is just to kind of, you know, remind you though of what they're saying if you're wondering what, you know, your mind might want to be like, well, what is she talking about? Because you do know it, so just, you know, trust that initial instinct. But what I love about this card more than anything is that the woman, the angel on the card, has like this rainbow around her, and it just really ties into just the whole theme, like, you know, the rainbow, the illumination, the joy that is found, you know, when you see a rainbow. And how I don't think one person can look at a rainbow and not wonder about that pot of gold at the end of it, you know. And it really is about, you know, knowing that the joy, the happiness, your pot of gold is there, and just trust and know that it is. And to also just know that whenever you do see a rainbow, I'm hearing just the angels are hugging you. And just always remember when you see a rainbow that you're being hugged by the angels. And let that joy and that love just fill you. I mean, of course, I know you're just such a fun, loving soul, but they just want me to really just remind you of that. So I am complete, my dear V.
Oh, thank you. And Veronica, I pulled from a new deck that I had just received this weekend. It's called Dragon Fae. And I just love the card that came up. The card is Bridget. And her message to you is, we are one. We are the Fae and the Dragon. We are the blood of the ancients and the blood of the Star Seekers, woven till indivisible, yet each strand working its magic. We are enchanted and practical. We are mothers, daughters, fathers, and sons. You are the wise woman, the crone, the hag, the maiden, the light-footed, innocent, the courageous mother bringing forth life from her womb. We are born into blood, and this blood within us is our ancestors. Our ancestors know that our bloods have mingled many times, and that they are those who seek to distinguish ourselves from each other and know not the truth. I am one. You are me. I am you. We are one. This is the truth of the nature within you. Find the magic of the knowing. Find that which you fear and know it within your own blood and heartbeat. For that is the way to conquer all fear, all ignorance, and all separation from the mother. You are her. She is you. And she is within you and will remain with you forever. There is nothing beyond her, and to deny her now is to deny what you are. I am Dragon. I am Fae. I am Goddess. I am human. I am all there is, and there is all in me, just as there is all in you. See this and cease to seek the separation. And when as I was reading that, I'm hearing that you want to find the common area between yourself and somebody that's very different within your life. And I'm not quite getting all this. I'm not quite understanding it. So I'm hoping that this will flip a switch for you and you will get the true meaning. But it's understanding that age is a part of the human process and moving beyond the conditioned fears. You want to work at trying to understand the truth of another person, having the compassion and the respect for a difference of understanding, getting down to that soul truth and that great love. And I'm hearing that women having children and mother issues, they come up a lot at this time with this card. And she's saying, work with her, call on her, work with candles and flames, and keep the light going in your life. And she's saying that she wants you to decrease the artificial light, so I'm assuming the artificial light of being indoors, and she's wanting you to go out into the sunlight, the moonlight, the starlight. She wants you to look into the flame of a candle and strive for what is fair, for what is right. And I'm hearing that it will do you very good, Veronica, to go to something of water, whether it be the sea, a lake, a river, a pond, a well, because she is the goddess of the well. So I'm even hearing that if you just take a sea salt bath and call on her, she has some very important, wise messages for you, Veronica. And with that, I am complete.
That was beautiful.
I have a clairaudient message because outside my window, someone is hammering quite, you know, vehemently. There's pounding going on with it, you know, like a hammer pounding metal. So I'm like, it's like tapping on the consciousness of Veronica for all the messages. Let them go in.
Woohoo! Oh, mm-hmm. I love it.
An Irish
Thank
cobbler
you.
Outside my window.
I love it. Do we have any callers online, Jamie, that might want to read or make a comment?
Absolutely. We have our beloved Tina. Hello.
Hey, girls.
Are you there? Hey, there she is.
I'm here.
Is your Irish spirit alive and well?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good.
How awesome. Awesome show, ladies. Awesome.
Ooh. Oh, thank you. I was muted
lots
again.
Of things up to deal to go back and go, okay, let me ponder this one. Oh. Great.
Well,
how are y'all?
We're doing great.
Yes, much better. So I am great.
Always filled with messages. I've got one for you, Tina.
Awesome.
Okay. The image that
I'm
came
ready.
Forward is the blackthorn. I'm not sure if you know what a blackthorn stick is, but it's a walking stick customarily used in Ireland. And, the Irish shillelagh, which is it's cudgel, I would say like a walking stick. And it's the blackthorn is one of the Irish trees. It's very black. It's very knobby. It looks old. And it's a staff with which one walks. If you're going through the woods, you would depend upon a stick. You would put your weight, especially, walking through rocks and brambles and ways that you don't know, even in the darkness, under the stars, you would use your walking stick. And what they're saying is lean on this, and the reference is to ancient paths and old ways. They want you to investigate, take this up, and find something. There will be something in the old lore, the ways of the ancients that will attract you, that will be of value to you as you go toward that pot of gold we all are opening to. And the only other thing I would say, they're saying make way. Whether that means create space or as you make your way, however you take it, this blackthorn stick is to be your companion. And the one thing I would say is they're drawing a parallel between when your path now and when I first encountered the blackthorn. I was on my way to a psychic conference, and there were many mediums speaking. As I entered the auditorium, a woman with a walking stick came toward me. She happened to be an Irish woman, actually, by birth, but I had never seen a blackthorn stick, and she happened to have one very prominently. She was, walking with it, and so I was immediately attracted to it, and I asked her questions. Where did you get it? What's it made out of? I'm very investigative. And so this perhaps is a sign for you to keep asking those questions as you make your way. So with that blessing, I'll say, Erin, go bra and go with your blackthorn.
Amen.
Blackthorn.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and if I can chime in, I pulled from the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck, and I pulled the Angel of the Universe card, and it says you are being encouraged to expand your thinking. And at first I had to giggle because when Trudy had said the black thorn, I was like, black thorn, But then when I looked at my card, it's very dark. And I thought, oh, my gosh. Of course, my ego is jumping in going, oh, it's black and dark. But then, thank you, angels. And they brought it, black can be seen as such a negative thing, but it's actually, it's so transformative and transmutative. And just right now, it's so perfect to take that blackthorn stick because you are really in a time of transforming and transmuting. as I was sitting here, my one candle, I lit two candles and one went out, and the other, I can really smell it, which is funny because I've been stuffy today, pardon me not feeling, but it's been my sinuses. And I can really smell it, and it's always kind of annoying, to be honest. And but what I'm hearing and getting in all that is that, you know, this is about, you know, using your stick as you walk through and as you transform, you know, and it's really just, you know, you're just going through a time where it is about clearing out those annoyances. And as we were talking last week, you know, this really is time for Tina. And just, you know, use that stick and know that you can depend on it and it's helping you, you know, the blackness and transforming all of it is, you know, that just no longer serves you or really just gets on your damn nerve because you don't have to put up with it. And you shouldn't have to, you know, and I think being such a caring person and just wanting to fix people because your heart is so big, you know, I'm kind of relapsing, you know, back to the message you already received before, but it really is like, you're on your way with it. And I think, or I don't think, I feel that's why the stick is coming up and this message is coming up again to, you know, let you know that you are on the right path and you are, you know, transforming and transmuting these things. But don't be afraid of the little stuff, too. Like, while you're at it, you know, you can knock that out in no time because it really is about you being in your own peace. I mean, you know, and especially being a six-line profile, you know, you're in that, you're coming into that role model phase and you're coming off the roof and it, you know, it's just so, especially for you more so than others, it really is about what is Tina's truth and not settling for anything else because you watch, you know, you've experienced, you've explored, you've investigated, then you've watched others do it. So now you have that knowing and the wisdom of what it is that is your truth. And don't be afraid to, you know, just living in your truth and walking, you know, your walk and talking your talk. And don't be afraid to, I'm hearing, don't be afraid to ruffle feathers because it may feel like ruffling feathers to you, but it's actually not only in alignment with your highest good, but for those that you may, you know, have to walk away from or you may have to give some tough love to, it may not sound like a positive thing, but it really is because you're giving them what they need to grow, but yet you're also bringing, you know, just all that peace and truth to yourself. And that's what's really going to just bring you joy and even more wisdom and just to have the courage to do it. It is still Tina time, and I love you, and I'm complete.
I love you too, girl, and thank you so much. That is such freaking confirmation of my life in these last 2 weeks. I love it. Oh, God, what, Nancy Sue?
Trudy and Tina. I mean, Trudy and Jamie. Tina. They got the black horn, and I was getting ready to pull from the dragon face because I was hearing Bridget talking to me, and she said, "Oh no, don't, pull from the energy deck." And I'm thinking, "Okay, but that's." I don't think there's anything Irish in there. And she goes, no, pull from the energy deck. And now I understand why. Along with that black, we're going to add green. The green of St. Patrick's Day, the shamrocks, and all the other Irish things. Archangel Raphael is here. And it's the card I pulled. He is our fourth chakra archangel. And on the card itself, it says love, compassion, and self-acceptance. And as I look at this amazing Archangel Raphael, I've never actually seen him with green wings. But when you look at the card, Tina, Raphael has all shades of green within and around his body. And right over his heart, there's a really strong heart chakra shield, and it's green and pink. And as I connect with Raphael, he's extending this beautiful green energy surrounding by these gentle
beautiful rays of pink energy to your heart center. And right now he is telling you that you are ready to receive love from others as well as from yourself. There is indeed a healing going on within your heart, and I'm not quite sure. I see that it's a past thing, so I don't know if it's with hubby or somebody else within your life, but there's healing that's going on right now. But also, he is saying, with my tender vibrations, I want to remind you, encourage you with the compassion and the love of self-talk that you want to hear from others. Do it for yourself. And know that as you are given this self-talk of compassion and love, that this light from your heart center will shine out with your irresistible beauty. And the first and the universe will receive this and send your energy, your love, your light out to the universe, out to humanity, out to all beings that need to feel this love and hear this love. You have that within you. Start with yourself and shine it out, sister. And there is so much love within you. And you not only do already share this with everybody else, but this love needs to come back to you. And you need to allow this love to fill you up. And I want you to hear the words that you say to yourself. Others around you are going to be saying it to you. But allow that to happen. Be open to hear the words of this love, this compassion that you deserve for yourself as well as what you give to others. So with that, I am complete, Tina, and I want you to really open up that heart wide and fill all that love that coming right back at you, sister.
Thank you, sweetheart. Okay, I'm crying again, Jamie.
Yes. Got it on air. It will be recorded
beautiful.
For all to hear. No.
Oh, wow. Amazing, ladies. Well, y'all are amazing.
I just have to throw in, I'm just hearing, be proud of you, because, you know, for some people, it might not seem like a, you know, quote-unquote, a big deal, you know, because they can, you know, just go on about it. But I know for you, it really is. So just be proud of you, because I'm proud of you, and I know the other girls are proud of you.
We are.
And I mean that.
Thank you. Y'all are a blessing.
Thank you, darling.
Oh, you're our blessing.
Love you,
Kaylee. Love you.
Love you, love you.
You have a good night, my dear.
Love you, too. Y'all, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Goodness, ladies, we are on top of the hour. In fact, a little bit after. I'm going to leave it up to you guys. Jamie, do you want to do a closing blessing, or do you think that there's another
caller
that might be reading?
I got that too. So I guess since we are past the hour, I'll just bring it to a close for us. And Trudy, did you have anything to add, hon, before we go?
No, I think that we've given out magic wands today. You know, blackthorn sticks turn into magic wands, just extending love and blessing and the laughter of the Irish spirit to all. Thank you.
Thank you. And on that note, just, you know, as we wrap up for the evening and for the week, and we really just sit in the wisdom of all that was shared tonight, and just calling in the energy of Archangel Raphael to not only heal us, but in the healing, bring forth the magic. And it's just my prayer and my wish that every one of you take the time whenever is needed to tune back into the space and place. This energy is here and waiting for you. even if you weren't able to make it live, but you're listening to the recording, and just come to this place of magic, magic and miracles, and know that it really is true. All you have to do is believe and just really feel into it, and feel free to take it with you and share it. There's pasta gold everywhere to be found, if so long as you take the time to look for it. And with that, I wish you a good night. Be well, everyone.
Well, good night, Irish blessings.
Erin, go bra, Erin,
yes,
go spirit.
Amen.
Bless you.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.